right.
Know.
We talk about the embarrassing trip to the doctor, and most of us have at least some level of fear of going to the doctor. You're afraid you're going to get bad news. You just don't want to go through the whip. You're sick. You don't want to sit in the waiting area with the other sick people. Afraid you're going to catch something else.
Yeah, those magazines got everybody's, I don't know,
you know,
goop
germs
on them.
Yeah, you don't necessarily like going to the doctor.
Body goop.
But sometimes you just feel like, okay, I've got to go. I got to find out what's going on here. Something's wrong.
You need to go right after the show immediately.
Well, here's the problem. I went last week. I feel fine. It's just the tail effects of whatever I had last week.
So you had like a coughing deal, lung infecting deal. You go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Did he diagnose you? Was it viral, bacterial?
He said I had a...
some sort of immune deficiency?
I had a chest infection. Well, let me tell you about my trip to the doctor.
Okay.
So I go in there, and yeah, I've had maybe a low-grade fever, a cough, started off as allergies, went down into my chest.
Slight massive diarrhea.
Had no signs of diarrhea whatsoever. Those were not my symptoms. And it was a female doctor who I talked
to.
Uh-oh. And she
I don't want
nice.
The female doctor.
And that's a little uncomfortable there, too, right? The well, first, it's the nurse who comes in and asks all the questions.
And she should be female.
And she was, and she was very young.
She's there to give you your happy ending.
And somewhat attractive. And it was uncomfortable, you know.
So you hid the diarrhea around her.
I didn't talk. I didn't have that, okay? It has nothing to do with the story. Don't ruin a good story. So I'm in there talking to her, and, you know, she says, okay, well, what do you have? I said, well, I got sinus, and, you know, it's going down into the chest, and, you know, it's,
a lot of diarrhea.
I have a hard time, you know, sometimes catching my breath and all that stuff. And so she says, okay, well, I'll go get the doctor. Well, the doctor diagnosed me. So, well,
AIDS.
Listen to your chest. Looks like you've got some sort of bronchial infection.
Female doctor?
Female doctor.
Did she have you take your shirt off?
No, but she did have me unbutton it while she, you know, listened to my chest. And, yeah, that's always uncomfortable.
Take it off slowly.
And, you know, that wasn't so bad. But then she said, okay, we're going to get you on antibiotics.
She pushed her away.
We're going to get you on antibiotics, and we are going to get you a couple steroid shots.
Mm-hmm.
And that should clear you up a little bit. And I said, okay.
Bulk you up.
Well, I hadn't had shots in a long, long time. And as the nurse comes back in, I'm thinking, these probably aren't going to happen in the arm. And she said, yes, I'm going to give you two shots, and I'm going to ask you to lower your pants.
And now, is she hot?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
So you're full mast.
No, don't. Please don't ruin the story. So
I'm adding to the story.
No, you're shooting holes in it. And so she said, I'm going to ask you to turn around and just lower your pants.
Okay. What you were shooting.
So when you get the shot in the rear... Back in the day, it was about midway down, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Where did she put it? Near the discoloration?
That's what I remember it, being on your cheek about midway down. So she said, you're going to have to lower your pants and your underwear. And the question is, how far? So right. I'm guesstimating.
Did you show her the beanbag?
She's going to go down about halfway. No, she is facing...
What?
She's facing my bare ass right now, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so...
Mark. Like is... Nose level with it, or
well, I don't know about that, but in other words, I've turned around and I have to lower my britches. So the question is,
you're showing her a glimpse of hell.
How far do you have to lower?
I think you don't even have to lower both cheeks. You just lower one cheek
and about 2 inches,
about halfway down.
Oh, not even halfway.
One on one and one on the other. I need two.
So did you panic and just drop them to your ankles?
I panicked. I didn't drop them to the ankles, but I thought, okay, well, I'm not going to act like I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, that's the thing, because you've got doctor nervousness, so you want to appear so casual and that you're okay with all these procedures.
You know, you're 22 years old.
That you'll overexpose yourself.
And I went down to about half moon, okay?
Really?
Yeah.
So she could see your bell clanger.
And she gave the shot so high, making lowering so unnecessary.
Oh,
it's
George.
Basically like giving a shot to a moose, you know, and here she is having to see.
I always make them dart me from across the doctor's office.
So as she applied the one in one cheek, I thought, okay, well, do I raise them now? Because obviously I'm way too low. But
then
no.
That's an acknowledgement that you went too low to begin with.
Right, so I can't acknowledge that I'm too low. So I just left them there as she crosses the half moon and has to apply the shot to the other cheek.
Poor girl.
So it was a total panic. I felt so stupid.
She quit medicine this week.
I think she did. And then I thought, okay, what's she thinking with this guy going, here, I want you to look, just make a little bit lower.
Why don't you look at that?
You ever seen a Schroeder like that?
What a panic. And I just felt so stupid. And she goes, there, that should make you feel better. And I went, thank you. And
sure.
Pulled up my britches. And
she probably didn't think one thing about it.
Yes, she did.
Yeah,
because she's an attractive girl, and she's used to guys trying to weird stuff.
Yeah, but George didn't make any advances at her.
It was what he was saying at the time that was the problem. Sure, daddy lower pants.
That's the problem. Daddy lower pants.
What is Mike Ducey thinking?
I felt so stupid. I thought it was a panic. But then I immediately thought of, you know, it reminds me of the old Greg Gordo when he took a doctor's visit.
Nothing's true.
And he enjoyed it.
Some 16 years ago. Listen to this one, Deuce.
Nothing's true.
You talk about panic. This is where the doctor panics instead of the patient.
No, this is I'm going to tell a little bit different story because I have a story that's very similar to yours.
Uh-huh.
Which is, it was the first physical I was going to have in quite some time, and there was going to be, I was made aware that there would be a testicular exam.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm nervous about that. But I was also caught up in the, you know, it's just medicine, no big deal. I'm going to act like I've been there before, and I'm not going to be nervous around the doctor, whatever. So I was caught in that. So I'm overly casual guy in the, you know, lounging on the paper that's spread across the bench, you know, as the doctor's talking to me, acting very casual, lighting up a cigarette just to add to the casualness until tells me to put it out. And so he has some small talk with me at first. And then says, okay, well, let's go ahead and get started. And then he turns around to wash his hands at the little sink that they have in the examination room. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess we get started. So I pull my pants and underwear down to mid-thigh, probably leaving a little bit lower, right above the knee. And he says, okay, go ahead and... And he turns around, and he's holding a tongue depressor. And here I am, naked, already pulled down my pants.
So, hey, what's up, Doc?
He says, oh, okay, I guess we can go ahead and do that.
Let me put my tongue depressor down.
He just wanted to look down my throat. And all of a sudden, I pulled down my pants, and...
You've got to
wait. My Schroeder laying up on my thigh.
Right. You've got to wait until their command to do that. Don't assume.
Got my albino snake hanging out of the bird's nest.
Don't assume that just because they're watching your hands.
I thought he was going to start off with the testicular thing.
But after, when you saw...
I was lazily... Well, I can't say
hey,
that.
When you saw the tongue depressor, did you even just for a second think, they use a tongue depressor for that now?
I mean, no, I knew immediately, and my eyes got really wide, and he could see. I'm sure I blushed beyond belief. Here I am. He's got to be thinking, you know, why is this guy trying to make it so penthouse for him, you know?
That's so wild.
So I think he thought I scheduled the whole physical just to have him roll my testes around in his thumb and forefinger.
And so with my continued cough.
I'm a college student in a small Midwestern town.
There's probably a good idea for me to maybe go back. But if you think I'm going back there, you're crazy. A week after incident.
You got to switch doctors.
Yeah, that big after the mooning incident of 2010. I can't
go back
there.
So you pulled them all the way down to your ankles like a four-year-old at a urinal?
No, I didn't go that far. I just went down about halfway down.
I think George needs to go back to the same doctor, same nurse, and be wearing a thong this time. Just kind of take it to the next level.
Wear something progressively more tasteful every time you go and see her.
And then it made me think
about shots.
The job that they have. I mean, obviously you can get a lot worse if you're in surgery or something like that. But that general practitioner that's in there and has to look at that every day from no telling who.
And you don't groom down there. You're pretty notorious about no manscaping.
I've never said one way or the other on that.
Okay,
as
well,
far as you know.
You need to go on record.
It has nothing to do with the story, so
do you
I'm
manscape?
Not answering your
question. Ducey brags about manscaping during breaks.
Yeah, I got a little landing strip right now. But
you hate working with
him.
So you would have to deal with it every day. Yeah, do it every day.
Is there ever a line? There's never a line.
Not for him.
So there's nothing
to
cross.
It goes back and forth, and he jumps back and forth until he gets hit in the head, and then he goes, what did I do? What?
I'm hired to portray this part, and I'm doing it well. You want me to be a conservative guy? I'll do that. God, that'd be so boring.
That would be boring.
How about we try that at 8:40? Let's see how that works.
Me being conservative guy?
Conservative guy.
I'll tell you about Barack Obama.
So the lesson is, don't assume that they want to see your full butt when you need a shot, and don't assume that it's time for the testicular part of the physical exam until they say it is.
You need to let them handle the pulling down of the pants.
Really?
Yes, you don't do that. That way she knows the exact amount to pull down.
From the sounds of that nurse, that might not have been the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
And you, your job is just to get work up it on all fours on the examination table and, you know, kind of arch your back and say, I'm ready.
Work it a little bit.
Arch your back.
That's what you say.
Man, that was so uncomfortable.
Well, you want to issue a public apology to her?
I'm very sorry. I did not mean to pull my pants down to such a low level that was so unnecessary. I just had no idea the shot was that high. It was like in the
they don't do it on
back
the bottom of the buttock, George. You well, know they do it up high. It's kind of like the hip area. Yeah.
I swear I used to have a shot right and square in the butt.
I think you planned that.
When you were a kid, maybe.
Yeah. Well, that's like the last time I had a shot down there that I can remember.
What's the difference? Why are some in the buttock and the others are in the arm?
I don't know.
Do they make it up as they go along?
I
is
think
it just
so
doctor's choice?
I think so. And maybe that's why she wanted to give me a shot in the butt. Maybe she thought the big man had a little something.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. All right, it's 8:31 here on Sports Radio 13.